we're both from Kerry, and Miriam Murphy is so fantastic.
I love the fact that it's subtitled, because I wouldn't have a clue what's going on otherwise.
Marvellous to see also so many Irish singers performing so magnificently.
She has the most wonderful voice.
We were just talking there about how we're going to come back again.
Wagner is most welcome in Dublin, isn't it, really?
Oh, absolutely, I agree. It was fantastic.
We'd be back in a heartbeat.
It's a fantastic opera. I saw it first when I went to London with John Vickers and Gwyneth Jones, and it was just, I was blown away. I'm Virginia Kerr. I'm an international opera singer, and I am chairperson of Opera Theatre Company. I think it was hugely adventurous, very, very exciting, very ambitious, and to have mostly Irish people in the cast and to give somebody like Miriam Murphy the vehicle and be the first Irish person to sing the role, the complete role.
I've said to a lot of people, it's like Mount Everest. You know, this is climbing Mount Everest of the opera world. I'm Fergus Scheel, and I'm the founder and the artistic director of Wide Open Opera. Well, the Arts Council put out a call for opera proposals because there was no major opera company in Dublin at the time. So I don't know what type of proposals they were expecting. I would imagine they probably weren't expecting Wagner's Tristan and Isolde from a startup company. But I think some ideas are so good that they just attract a lot of attention.
I'm John O'Kane. I work for the Arts Council. My job title is Arts Director. Well, I think the thing about Wide Open Opera is that they have come to the Arts Council in response to a call for applications. So in a competitive context, they have applied along with a number of others. The Arts Council has been happy to respond to the ideas and the imagination and the energy behind that. And Wide Open Opera and Tristan and Isolde is one of a number of initiatives the Council has responded to within that context.
It is hugely ambitious. It is hugely ambitious. And you take your hat off to anybody who sets out the stall in that way. So that's a really huge undertaking. It's a fantastic opera. I'm Niall Doyle. I was chief executive of Opera Ireland for 4 years in the period leading up to the wind-up of Opera Ireland. There are certain areas of the opera repertoire that are immensely popular and have a popular reach even way beyond people who like opera per se, but they love a handful of tunes that they associate with their five really big setting operas. And then there are other operas that are regarded as being more difficult, and Wagner is certainly out there with its own sort of hardcore following.
One of our big priorities for Tristan and Isolde was to make sure that it is accessible. So the ticket price is from €15. And of course, you can listen to it on the radio and you can view it for free live on the internet. So it's accessible in a lot of different ways. It's for anybody who is at all interested in opera or in singing or in the arts.
I'm David McLaughlin. I'm chief executive of Wexford Festival Opera. If you get to a point whereby audiences are going to an opera such as Tristan and Isolde, going to a Wagner opera, and I would imagine a certain proportion of those have never been to an opera before, that's obviously a good thing. And that can be good for all of us. I mean, that means that hopefully people consider, well, we've gone to Wide Open Opera, maybe this season or next year we'll go to Wexford and we'll kind of expand our knowledge of opera and our experience of opera.
When Wagner was writing Tristan, he was in the middle of writing his bigger Ring cycle. The entire Ring cycle took him 12 years to complete. He took some time off, a few years off in the middle, to write Tristan. I can't remember who it was who said that Wagner had beautiful moments and really boring quarter hours. I totally reject that, certainly in the case of Tristan. Every moment in the opera, right from beginning to end, has a direction and a flow, and the music just carries you along. And along the way, it's had some of the most ravishingly beautiful love music. Techniques that later on Hollywood composers copied, these were all invented by Wagner at the time he was writing Tristan.
My name is Miriam Murphy and I'm singing Isolde. Obviously the Irish princess, and Wagner must have known that the Irish never shut up, so she sings a lot. It's the Mount Everest of the soprano repertoire.
Miriam is an incredible soprano. I've worked with her a number of times. We've known each other since we were teenagers. She's never performed it in Ireland, so this is an opportunity to showcase her at the very pinnacle of her career. Her assistant, Brangaina, is Imelda Drum, and Imelda's another fantastic Irish singer. She's a mezzo-soprano. So we have the two female principal characters are Irish.